The Black MP, Dawn Butler, spoke earlier this year in a radio interview about how she was mistaken for a cleaner by a fellow MP in the House of Commons. Whilst using a members only lift, she was told this lift really isn't for cleaners. It seems that her fellow MP struggled to recognise a black woman as his equal. Perhaps even that he struggled to recognise her humanity as being the same as his own. His underlying assumption about the way the world is ordered was that a person like her could only be responsible for clearing up after a person like him. The thing that I find the most astonishing in today's gospel is the rich man's attitude to Lazarus. Not his attitude to Lazarus during their earthly lives. No, his indifference to Lazarus' suffering is all too predictable and familiar. It is an indifference we are probably all guilty of at times. I know I am. No, the startling thing about today's gospel is not the rich man's indifference during his earthly life. It is the fact that even in torment, he is only apparently capable of seeing Lazarus as someone he might send on an errand. Like the unnamed MP in the House of Commons lift, the rich man is blind to the fullness of another's humanity, seeing only their potential usefulness. In their earthly lives, the rich man does not appear to have noticed Lazarus at all. In the next life, he only notices Lazarus as someone who might be ordered to do his bidding. Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue. I beg you to send him to my father's house. Repentance was a major theme of Jesus' preaching. In this, as in much else, he stands in continuity with the traditions of the Hebrew Scriptures. The Old Testament tells the story of God's love and care for Israel, and for Israel's repeated turnings away from God. It tells the stories of the prophets, from Moses to Jeremiah, pronouncing God's judgment and preaching repentance. They have Moses and the prophets. They should listen to them. What is the sin of the rich man? Is it simply that he is rich? I think not. The love of money, not money itself, is the root of all kinds of evil, as the first epistle of St. Paul to Timothy puts it. As for those who in the present age are rich, command them not to be haughty or to set their hopes on the uncertainty of riches, but rather on God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. They are to do good, to be rich in good works, generous and ready to share. There is little in these words to suggest that being rich in itself is the problem. It is rather how a rich person conducts themselves and uses their wealth that is the issue. From the little that Jesus tells us of the rich man in the parable, there's not much sign of generosity or of readiness to share. But is there not something more fundamental going on here?